Hey, yes. Everybody, welcome to Black and a Half, episode number 135. Yeah, you can tune your mic up a little bit, I guess. That is a little bit quieter than I was thinking. I'm so used to your soft-spoken voice, Samantha, that I...
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, you know, I'm so quiet. I'm so very quiet. The thing is, I've just been screaming so loudly internally today that it's just gone to, you know, a quieter yeah. thing.
This is yeah. a live, this is our live election night coverage episode. Still troubleshooting how that's going to work, how that was going to work. I pictured like a third screen with the shared, but this doesn't offer that. I think I do know what to do in a future situation. But is there a fan going on in your room?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know what? I just tried to mess with the volume, but yeah, there's always a fan going on.
I thought I saw your hair like waving. And because you're in space, and so it's I'm outer in space, space,
right?
It was just like flowing. So yeah, this is a election night coverage for Black and a Half. We wanted to get together with everybody here. This is our normal recording night anyway. And then we just wanted to see how you all would be doing, how you're coping with this, give our thoughts as some ballots roll in. California just rolled in, they declared it for Biden, as no surprise. Yeah, have you watched any coverage, Samantha?
I have tried not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because?
Well, you know, I was telling you a little earlier, which of course you guys wouldn't have heard. Hopefully you don't have our places bugged. But if it were up to me, because I know, like, from what I know, we're not going to get a definitive answer tonight. And so for me, it just seems like I'm prolonging my sense of torture. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would kind of, I was thinking, oh, great idea. It's our podcast night. Like, ooh, this is going to be a good thing to do together. Maybe we can entertain some people while we're at it too.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it later. I was like, oh, but Samantha, like you don't want to follow this minute by minute. You want to just like cast your vote, hope for the best, and then like not have to go through the roller coaster.
Great idea. It's our podcast night.
Right.
Like, ooh, this is going to be a good thing to do.
Well, because I mean, everything that I've heard up yeah. until now is most of Biden's, you know, a majority of that, a greater majority are going to be mail-in ballots, which aren't going to be counted by tonight. So.
Yeah.
There's
a bunch that's going to happen like that.
Right. And so that's kind of why I'm like, do you think we can get a definitive answer tonight? Because you've been following it more than I have.
Well, I think the definitive answer won't happen now, the way the numbers have pulled up. A definitive answer could happen in a Biden sweep. Or not a sweep, but if it was going to be a Biden like blowout, mm-hmm. we would know that. If a Trump victory, we wouldn't know certainly till the next couple days. And if it's a Biden just barely making it, if it was really close, we weren't gonna, well, I guess that makes sense anyway. But there was a path to victory for Biden uh-huh. to just start racking it up. And we'll know that in the next hour, probably, if there is a, if he starts racking it all up. The big problem that slows it down is the counties that have most of the Democrats and the most of the most likely to vote Biden are the mm-hmm. urban areas that have the most ballots, right? So mm-hmm. they just take longer. And so yeah, that's what's why some of it, like, it looks like there's a Trump lead, but if you look at the, you know, you can go to MSNBC, I think, and CNN, and go to the states right. and look at the counties, and you'll see all the red counties are like at 95% counted. But then the blue counties are like at 30%. So you right. know there's a lot more votes there. And so it's just about, it's about margins more. He's showing, okay, just got news in that he's, Trump is showing a little better. Trump is showing a little better in Minnesota than expected so far, but still a solid Biden. Minnesota's not gone for a Republican, I guess, in a long time. So here, I'm going to ask, hey, if you're listening, if you're watching the show right now, if you could share it right now, if you can click the share button on Facebook, that spreads this out to masses, to so many people. So if you're listening to this and you want to hear and you like us, or if you don't like us and you want to laugh at us more, just hit that share button right now on Facebook and send it out, and a lot more people are going to see it. Hey, I see angry faces and laughing faces. Here's what's the funny thing, Samantha. It's a 12-second delay between what we say and it's showing up on Facebook.
Yeah. So
I never know what people react to. Oh, yeah. Let's say, do you know Lotta Vishtak? Or do I know her? Okay.
Lotta.
She's watching.
Oh.
Say hi to Lotta.
Hi, Lotta. And
Erica. Sarah Dua. That's my mom.
Oh, so hi, Silas's mom. Her. So nice to meet you.
Anna Marie Broback. Swanson is out there.
Why can't I see who's here?
Well, you can go to the thread and just see who's commented.
Yeah. That's interesting. Mine's not showing all that. But oh, that's okay.
Well, if who's commented? You could go to the feed and see who's commented. Right?
I see only one comment.
Oh, really? That's weird. That is weird.
Oh, wait. It was stuck.
Okay. Did you refresh? Here. You got to hit the refresh button.
Hey, Lotta.
Hey, Taylor. What am I, Silas? What? Hey, Taylor, I can't see. We can't see unless someone comments. Tim Swanson's joining us. Oh, it's all racking up now. Everyone's coming on. Tim Swanson, he's a Patreon supporter, by the way. He's one of our, in case you don't know, you probably don't know him, Samantha, but he's a Patreon supporter. He's also
Thank you.
He's also a great financial advisor, but he joined the League of Extraordinary Listeners. And became one of our Patreon, which you could too if you're listening. You can go to patreon.com/black and a half and join that. Little as a dollar a month. Anyway, we don't have our normal intro time here, so
right. I felt it was a little bit wrong to do that today.
I don't know. I feel like we're getting a lot for me, of live just... listeners right now. So hey, Taylor is my brother's girlfriend. They live in LA. Might come up for Thanksgiving. Not sure. Got to see.
That's exciting.
Yeah. They're gonna COVID test before they come up, and then probably when they get back, we just gotta. It's give us some good news. Michelle Lando's good news. I will give you some good news. Actually, if you're looking at, go to the county by county looks in Florida, in Ohio. The ones that are already leaning blue, look at the percentages. Look how low the percentages are of what has been counted yet. And you can start extrapolating the math on it. And that's why they're so too close to call right now. I think there was a fantasy that everybody was like, oh, no, everyone will turn. Like, I think South Carolina is the first disappointment of the night, because that's where Lindsey Graham's from. And everyone wanted to see him chucked out on his arse. Right. So people were kind of hoping we could flip the South Carolina to blue, which just not, I wasn't counting on that happening. I wish I had my map of my picks, but yeah. So I think a little people a little bummed out from that, but I don't think there's, we don't want to give up hope. We still got hope. We still got style. We got sex appeal. We got it all.
Oh yeah, that's what they're here for. It's the style. It's the style
and sex appeal is why they're here.
That's right. You know
what? Okay, so here's the question though: if you are sad that the coverage, or not even sad, but if you're thinking about, well, it's going to go on for days. So how do you cope for days? It's easy to cope for one night. You know, I got my drink, a little little Pilsner. I'm not going to show the label to advertise without them paying. Right. But I got a,
drink. That's right. I had some pizza.
I didn't have much of an appetite. I neglected my children. I put Frozen on and I said, I'm going to go be in the comfort of some liberals and talk and try to feel okay. And they watched Frozen, so they were happy. I didn't do the dishes. I'll try to do them tomorrow. You know, how do you cope for a few days instead of just one night?
Well, you know, what is so interesting, Silas, is that I found that during this past year of 2020, I've developed and had to rely on these coping skills that have gotten me through not just 1 or 2 days of stay at home, but almost 9 months.
So what, alcoholism?
No. But no, I'm obviously
drinking.
But no drinking. I try not to. I also try not to drink if I want to drink. What? Do you know what I mean?
You only drink if you don't want to drink?
Like, I try not to drink if I'm like, I need it to relax. I don't, because I don't want to have that like attachment to it. I try to do if I'm just like, oh, like, yeah, it's a nice to relax after a long day, or like it's a treat, or you pair it with a cheese plate. But if it's like, I need this because I'm stressed, I try not to do that.
So what do you do when you're stressed? Do you just...
I guess it's, you know what,
just like the last performance techniques from,
you know what, technique? Actually I do. I was trying not to plug it, but actually I do. It's really big help.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
What breathing exercises or
sometimes? I mean, sometimes it's just like, actually sometimes I do. I mean, it depends though, like if other people are around, because I don't necessarily want to be like overheard.
Yeah.
If I'm just doing like a monologue just to like release out some tension or something, you know, or like singing, you know, just singing a song and singing very loudly.
Yeah.
Or dancing. Dancing's great. And I listen to a lot of cello music, right? Because it's right at those like hertz or whatever, that vibration that's so soothing.
Cello music?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Just Yo-Yo Ma makes everything better. So that's always a fact.
I only listen to Yo-Yo Ma when he's on the West Wing, and I'll watch that episode. That's a fun episode.
I haven't
episode
seen that one. On
Yo-Yo Ma. I mean, the name.
Yeah. Yeah. But to be fair, though, like these last couple days, I think I've been really anxious without, identifying that until earlier today when I was journaling, because I felt like, you know, like at the beginning of, well, I don't know how much you felt like this, but like, I feel like the quarantine experience has been like cycles of, I feel fine, let's bake bread, or let's do this, or yeah. Oh no, we're sweating and having night terrors, but you know, you're like really stressing out, and then you have moments where you're fine and this and that. And it's just this sort of like roller coaster.
Yeah.
But like at the beginning of quarantine, I felt that more. And then I kind of got used to it and just like, okay, this is my life now. I stay home, I take precautions, blah, blah, blah. But like the last 2 weeks, I've been having a hard time with that because of how much longer that might go, but I think it's tied into the election stress.
Yeah.
And so I just had low grade stress and or high grade stress. And today what I did is in my free time, I just watched a lot of Schitt's Creek. And then forced myself to stretch.
I have posted some things about introverts in an ever growing desire to understand my wife, and so she doesn't drive me crazy with the fact she won't watch like new movies and stuff. So
okay.
I have actually, I because of something I posted and people talked about the rewatching of stuff being a comforting thing. Mm-hmm. I have tried to get in touch with that. And I will say Halloween night, like I wanted, you know, I do all the scary front yard and I'm trying to like, ooh, it's Halloween and doing all that. And then it was going to be me, you know, to I watch something tonight on Halloween. And I think with all the events and the stress of getting it all ready, I ended up watching Holidate.
How was that?
On Halloween. Instead of, don't miss the point on how it was. It was, I watched a rom-com on Halloween night instead of like a horror or a thriller, because I did just finally feel I just want to relax. I just want to relax and not think too much. And I watch Walking Dead, so I'll get back to that stuff. But I just wanted to relax and watched Holiday. And how is it? Just see the trailer. That's what it is. Like you're going to like it or you won't, because it's not that kind of film. It is self-aware. I will appreciate that. I'm going to do a review on it, but it is. I like that it's at least self-aware and they made fun of romantic comedies in it. Mm-hmm. But you know, you're not watching it because you're expecting it to go somewhere you didn't think it would.
I don't know. If I'm watching Holiday, I'm pretty sure it's because I'm expecting it to lead to marriage.
Yeah.
So just saying. High expectations for life.
You're watching it because you want the comfort of that comfort of something familiar. You know,
it's
new, but it's familiar, and you're pretty sure you know how it's going to end and you're going to be fine with it. Like, right?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I didn't realize that until I had seen that post. I think I'd seen it a few months before, and then you had reposted it about like people rewatching stuff. And I got to thinking, I'm like, oh yeah, I do kind of like to rewatch certain shows every year. And it's very, it almost makes you feel like a kid. Like, I feel like I don't have any worries. I just feel safe and just like carefree. And just, it's like, oh, it's so cozy feeling.
It's also given me a freedom to rewatch some, to turn the TV on and let something play that I haven't seen, that I've seen already, without feeling as guilty. I always feel like I'm too old to be watching the same stuff again, because I'm going to run out of time and not see stuff I wanted to see before I died. Cause that's what the priority is going to be. I'm going to go to an afterlife and they're going to go, what did you not feed as many poor people as you wanted to? I'd be like, no, I just didn't get in season 3 of You, and I really, really wanted to. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
By the way, they were asking for some good news. I thought that was good news. When is that season 3 coming of out? You?
I'm not sure. Well, they're in production right now. They're in production.
So. Well, and Cobra Kai is going to come out next year, right? Yeah. There's some things to look forward to.
Supposed to. Plus, all the movies that were... there's going to be a ton of blockbusters, because everything that was supposed to is going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I will say politically some good news. We are going to win the House. We're going to win the House of Representatives again. They've projected that. So we're going to at least have that at very least. Ooh, 94% of Florida is in. Still too close to call. Still too close. That's crazy.
Hey, wow.
The percentage that they can have in.
Wow.
Here's what's interesting. You know, it's just Latino and Hispanic is a broad swath of people. They are not a monolith by any sorts. But I did think I would think that there'd be a kinship though of a shared ancestry to a degree at some point, right? Somewhere. But they vote very differently in Florida compared to everywhere else, the Latino, because a lot of them are Cubans. And somehow Trump has convinced people in Florida, particularly the Cubans, of Cuban descent, that Biden's a socialist. And all the Venezuelan and Cuban refugees and families that live there have fallen for this idea. Like, right? Like, and he's not. He's so not. Like, most of my friends that are lefties have, their complaint about Biden was he's not far left enough and not socialist.
Well, right. Like, but also here's the, like, I feel like socialist is a word that's thrown around that's supposed to look like Voldemort, you know? But like, what exactly is it that he's saying that people are like, oh, that's bad for us?
They're convinced that this public option and that Harris is like the puppet strings and she's going to run it. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Healthcare is not the same as being socialist. It's just not. He's both accused of being socialist and also of of trying to, you know, extort people for all this money, right? At the same time, like, it makes no sense, but he's convinced people, and they're so scared of socialism. Like,
right. And I'm curious, why is that such a frightening,
its extremist form? In the extremist form of socialism, yeah, they murder people.
I mean, what
form of capital?
The extremist form of anything.
Every bad thing about that people fear from socialism has happened in the U.S. under capitalism. So it's, So I'm like, I don't know why you're scared. I'm not going to say, I don't even know how to say I'm not scared of socialism.
You know what would be great? And I think we talked about this before, is if they did it almost like The Voice, instead of saying like, oh, this is my party, I vote for my party, or that's my guy, I vote for that guy, or blah, blah, blah. Where they just say like what the legislation is, or what it is that the people are supporting. Do you know what I mean? The candidate, like what they believe in. Yeah. And then you just fill out all of the things that you believe in without it being attached to the, you know what I mean? And just the math works it all out so that you don't get like caught up in all of those biases. And
I just don't know how you avoid like the, do you want a public option for healthcare? Like this, everyone agrees we want a cheaper healthcare, right? Everyone agrees. I don't think anyone's saying, no, I'm paying about right, or nah, not enough, I need to pay more. Nobody thinks that about healthcare in general.
I feel like probably super rich people feel like, some of them are probably like, this is fine.
Maybe.
You know, but yes, basically everybody that I know is like, no,
I wish healthcare was cheaper. It got so expensive without government interference. It wasn't Obamacare that made it expensive. Obamacare came out because healthcare was out of control. The costs were out of control. And so that's one of the platforms he ran on, was going to do this. I want to do this. Uh-huh. And they compromised to take out the public option, and it stunk. I mean, that stinks for that, but like it was rising like four times the amount every year, and now it's still risen, but it rose like by three times every year. You know, it wasn't like an extraordinary of what it was happening before. It was, so we're here because of capitalism. And I don't want to say like, I don't even know why, like, that's what I'm so scared to say, like, I'm a socialist, right? Like, I've got that in the country, but I'm like, I don't care what we are, honestly. I just want the effects. And it just happens to be that a lot of the things I want in places like Denmark, you know, the democratic socialism seems to work really well, but they also don't have this, they have senses of community there, and the sense of individual is so predominant in the U.S. the screw everybody else.
I will say slight tangent but connected, I think part of why I've been feeling so like low-grade anxious simmering anxiety or whatever it's been these last 2 weeks is I feel so isolated.
Oh, yeah.
Like I think part of that was getting to do the 48-hour film festival together, getting to be on set outside where we kept it safe.
Yeah.
And being like, I feel normal and this is so fun and so great. And then like, you know, having a few of these like virtual events and blah, blah, blah. And last month was so, so busy. And now this month is back to like a normal, less busy stay at home, like not as many virtual events, just like back to that.
And it's raining.
Like,
so.
Wow. And that too. And so I just feel like I miss friends. I miss like people.
And we're hitting the time of year that often I, is the only time I'd see some people.
Right, exactly.
In the year, I would see them at the yearly Christmas parties.
And yeah.
I know that's not going to happen now. And it's like, oh, sad face. No,
I know.
I'm not going to see anybody for Christmas. Maybe, you know, I'm alone. And someone just picked up a saw from me earlier, but I left it outside so they can come and just wave. Hey, enjoy. Yeah, have a good time with it. But that's, you know, that's the connection you get.
Yeah.
It is hard. I am.
Why am I so quiet? It still says I'm so quiet. I think something's up with the mic today. And unfortunately, I'm having trouble adjusting it.
I did turn you up. Did someone else say that you're quiet?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just talking.
Your voice is lovely. I mean, it is. But I think there's definitely something up with the mic today.
If only you had somebody there.
They're also recording.
Are they recording? They were just chatting. Okay.
And I think they're recording, but I can go bother them and I could just, do you want to entertain everybody?
Yeah,
and
I'll can go entertain bother everybody, them and see if I can. In the Starship.
Let me stop my video and my sound real quick.
Did I accidentally stop? I think I stopped YouTube TV. No, I didn't.
It says you're live still. Let me stop my video real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, she's going to do that. She's going to go fix her mic. Thank you, everybody, tuning in for the Black and a Half live podcast recording for election night. This is our special election 2020 coverage. I'm Saz Lindenstein, Samantha Rund. We didn't say that earlier on in the show, but we should have. We're thrown off. It's not our usual thing. Let's see. We still got tight races going on in Arizona, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, still tight there. Let me check. Any good news that you folks have heard? Any good that you have heard so far? Any races you're curious on or wondering how we were doing? Please go ahead and comment in the field below and we'll discuss it. Let me check. I'm checking the MSNBC site to see what we got for the map. It's great. You can go and look at all the. Oh, so they did call all of the Washington, Oregon, and California for Biden, New Mexico, and Colorado. So we're currently at 192 to 114 for Trump. Let's see. We're probably going to get. It's too close to call Montana. That's weird. It's 20% independent. Well, tell you what I don't like about some of the Florida. Oh, I do not like some of the independent voting that I'm seeing. That's a little, that harks. That hurts.
Hey, Silas, can you hear me more?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, much more.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay, yeah. Great. Should I turn it down? Am I too loud now?
Well, no. Now I'll adjust my recording level here. Because that's Yay. What I do to compensate when...
You guys, thank you for the feedback. Yeah. I'm glad it was fixed.
Yeah, it was probably just some reason you're outgoing, because I can always adjust it here. But I was just going over some of the numbers. Gosh, just feel like I know... Here's the thing. He's picking up... Like, everything will have to go perfect for Trump, to be honest.
Listen,
I have to have a lot of perfection.
Oh, I just can't.
Yeah. How much did Hillary
even though, like, even though you like mentally prepare yourself, I don't know. Like, I was feeling like I was mentally preparing myself, emotionally preparing myself to just be patient because I assumed that Trump would more likely get an early lead. And then again, like with the ballots and stuff coming in later. For Biden, then I'm hoping it would still go the way that we want.
Mm-hmm.
But
so someone just shared some info. Tim Swanson said this afternoon, Biden was a 68% chance to win. That lead eroded down to 25% as of 7 p.m. Since then, Biden has rebounded 40% over the last 90 minutes. So I guess even odds are going up and down on.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at numbers and what's happening. I I know they're not announcing Alaska or Hawaii because those are still open, I guess. Polls close at 12 a.m. my time. I don't know whose time that is. If that's their time. No, that'd be really 12 a.m. Eastern time. So that's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock they close. But we know Alaska is going to vote for the hillbilly. Okay, here's the scary part that I was trying to figure out. If you look at it, America hates nerds, right? They don't vote for nerds, even though they're the better candidate. Hillary, total nerd compared to Trump, right? She knew everything. She was the most qualified we've ever had. Obama was pretty cool. He was a cool guy. They voted. Romney, total nerd, right? Not going to vote for Romney. Nerd. McCain, kind of nerdy.
I'm not really on board with
George,
that.
George W. Definitely a lot cooler than Al Gore. Al Gore.
Yeah,
nerd.
But you know, didn't he lose the popular vote, but he won the Electoral College?
Yes.
But
I still have this nerd theory, right? Bill Clinton, way hipper than Bush, Bush Jr. or Bush Sr. I just don't know who is the cool. Like, I think Biden's the cooler one.
Okay.
Right? Because he's got Biden memes and stuff. But he's not but he's a little nerdy. Trump is not a nerd.
You know what it is? Okay, I think there's a couple things.
Yeah.
One is a total non sequitur. So I'll start with the one that counts. Which is charisma. Like, a lot of times people think about nerds and they think of you don't get your message out.
Yeah.
A typical nerd does not communicate with charisma, and people respond to passion and charisma.
Yeah.
The average person is responding to the feeling that they get off of you. Do I trust you? Do I believe that you can lead me? That's what they care about.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the Hillary thing was a different scenario.
Okay. I'm getting interrupted by my press correspondent.
How exciting.
Press correspondent, Finn.
Such a talent, the youngest in the game and the brightest.
Oh, and here's my my secretary of housing.
Hi.
They're here. They're here to saying hi to the camera. They're here to say goodnight. Right? Goodnight.
Goodnight.
Give a kiss, Finn. Finn, do you want a kiss? You know, it's the cutest thing. He was running out and I said, love you. And he ran back to me to kneel his forehead into me so that I could kiss him.
Aww.
When I said, love you, he's like Pavlov's kiss. Pavlov's baby.
That's so adorable.
Right.
Hey, kiddo.
Right.
Aww.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ready for stories? Ready for stories?
I know. They're so adorable.
And go do night-night. Llama. Night-night. Yeah, okay. Shuts the door. He's like, shut it. Yep. Wants everything in order. Yama. They're adorable.
Yeah. The non sequitur, it's so stupid. It's so stupid, and yet I feel it so much right now. Do you guys remember, did anybody ever play that game when you were a kid and it was called Uncle or Mercy? And you grab hands or something and you just or twist hands or something until
you're hurting them,
and then the way that they stop is you yell uncle.
Yeah.
And so I just found it fitting that people are calling him Uncle Joe, because I feel right now if we all just shout uncle loudly,
yeah,
that might help turn the tides.
Okay, I gotta tell everyone, y'all need to calm down. Everyone's panicking right now because we've not blown out. Because there's not a blowout, some Jason type something about you didn't like.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Jason's feeling's very valid.
I get it. But other people are. I'm already, of course, Manny's texted me because they're being like, I think we're done. I'm like, nobody has won a state they were not expected to yet. Nobody's
This is why, if I hadn't stupidly been like, yes, Silas, great idea, let's do this for the podcast, I would not I would have done my best to completely avoid knowledge of this until like the whole frenzy had passed. I seriously would have just be binging TV shows, doing work.
People need to relax. Okay. Going into Georgia. Yeah. Right now it looks like Trump is ahead 7 points, right? 53% to 45.3%. However, 40% of Atlanta, 40% of Georgia's population is based around Atlanta, right? Gwinnett County, only 72% in. Let's see. Won't let me zoom in. But let's see. We got DeKalb County, 24% in. And that's 81,000 people right there. Fulton County, 48% in. There's Cobb County, 66% in. 66%. That's another. They got another 100,000 votes to count there. Like, so there's a lot of. Yeah, it's going to be closer than we want, but it's not to despair. It's not to despair. That is why it is too close to call right now. Okay? They're not calling it because there's still a lot of good news.
Which is astonishing, though. What? I mean, like, there's that. Well, no, just that, because I know we talked about before about like how we can feel like we're in a bubble because we're surrounded. You know, a lot of people have our same beliefs, and then the Facebook algorithm and all of that. Like, I'm shocked that like Trump still has so many supporters.
Oh yeah, that is pretty shocking.
Right. I already knew though to be, because like when people are like, oh, it's in the bag for Joe. I'm like, it would be great if you're right, but I don't believe that. I still want him to win. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I just like the sort of cool confidence of like, it's totally happening. I'm like, I don't know where you're getting that from.
I don't have cool confidence. This is desperate confidence.
Oh no, not you. Oh, okay. Not you. Oh, no, yeah. Your nerdy confidence is very relatable.
Jason asked Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. Okay. Michigan, it's going to be close in Michigan, but right now, Wayne County, which is a heavy part of Detroit, they are only 27% in right now. Only 27% in with almost 147,000 votes. Washtenaw County, 54% in. If you look around, they're much higher. The Republican counts are all really high, or their team. I don't understand, when there's only like 900 people in the county, how come you're not done counting yet? That's irritating. But there's the big cities still have, they still got a ways to go. Pennsylvania, we're not going to know until Friday. That's just how it is. So hopefully it's not all on the balance of Pennsylvania. That is the hope. I will admit, like you, Smith, I am saddened that it's even close. I'm sad. It's a little disappointing, because disappointing, not as surprising. I don't know. It's not that
agreed.
Surprising.
Yep, exactly. Like, disappointing, not surprising.
Because, I mean, what? We've said, like, what am I, surprised that they're racist? I'm like, no, I know these places are racist. I know they're going to support a racist. I just, it's disappointing that they fall so easily for a con man, or think that there's good jobs happening. It's disappointing that 35,000 people have died from the virus, and they don't apparently blame him at all. Like, don't think someone else would have done a better job. It's, you know, it's, there's a lot that's sad in that way. But I'm glad I'm in Seattle. I'm glad I'm in this region where we follow science, and we, we're.
That's right.
Doing the right things. I'm glad the West Coast is the best coast still. Yo, that's right. But I mean, it'd be nice to just sit there and watch movies, but you gotta think too much.
To sit there and watch movies?
Yeah, to just not watch any of this and just that I could just relax and.
Oh no, I wasn't relaxing.
No, not even just you. Just like one of my get what? Some CBD, forget about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's that non-intoxicating CBD like, and relax.
That's right. You know, it's one of those things too, where it's the knowledge that you need to have patience, and you need to have patience for so many things that deeply affect you that are out of your entire control, and just the building up of it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I was supposed to decorate the tree early. One of those.
I'm not making fun of you for that. I'm not making fun of anybody for that. I normally would, but yeah, y'all get the year off. I'm not giving anyone a hard time about that this year. Whatever.
Oh, you're giving us the year off. Well, yeah. Like normally I like to decorate a little bit earlier than most people, I'd say, but this year I want to decorate even earlier just because, but I just couldn't bring myself to do the extra cleaning to get the tree in the spot. Nope.
You have your apartment's not that big, right?
It's a decent size.
But I mean, do you have to it's an apartment. So I just imagine so you put a tree in, do you have to completely reshuffle the whole place?
I mean, I do love talking about my home specifically on live Facebook.
It's not like anyone can see it or I'm mentioning where it
is. I know. I just don't like talking about my home life on Facebook. But anyway, normally the space would be there, but because of quarantine stay at home stuff, I have some exercise equipment that was there to help with, the whole needing to stay home more. And so now it's like, I just need to find a new spot for the exercise stuff so the tree could go there.
We've filled out our house a little more with furniture since last year.
Uh-huh.
So I'm actually not sure how we're going to put our tree in where it was last year. Cause that spot's taken with things. Like it is going to be a complete reshuffling. We got a Halloween tree.
Really?
Like it's a little thing that lights orange lights up, and I was going to put it outside and I totally forgot.
Wait, it's a Halloween tree.
Yeah.
So how big is it?
Oh, it's only
four feet. 4 feet. Is it like black and orange?
It's black with little orange lights on it, like little tiny lights on it.
Oh, okay, like, cool. You guys put stuff up on it too, skeleton ornaments
really,
or anything?
It's really, I forget the word, but it's just like a bunch of little strands of like tree, kind of. Like it won't hold the weight, but.
I see. Okay.
So that's cool. I was like thinking like, okay, we put it there and that kind of shows where it's going to go. But it won't work. So I don't know what we're going to do about our tree this year, and I want a live tree. I like a live tree, but I have a rule. My daughter's birthday is December 5th. December 4th, and we don't decorate until her birthday is done, because we don't want to take it away. We don't want her birthday to be
I was gonna say in that instance I could see that.
I mean, I would like to do, I was into the whole decorated after Thanksgiving until she was born, and then it was let's keep her, let her have her holiday, holiday, and then we, because that still gives us 21 days of full Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like just go full court press on Christmas. But we'll just have to figure out where we place the tree. That'll be an interesting task.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have a contest. I'll do a 3D map of my house, and you tell me where I put my tree.
Wow, we are just so similar with our levels of sharing our home life with people.
I'd walk around right now and show everybody.
Yeah, you would. And I'm like Fort Knox over here. I'm like, you can do nothing.
I don't want people to know I even live anywhere.
Answer these three riddles. And
I'm only in the universe. That's all I am.
Exactly. You know, that's what
I'm somewhere behind me.
Yeah, that's right. Somewhere over there.
Let me see. I just got to see if I got any more comments in there.
New England.
Let's see. Teresa Bordari saying it's disgusting that he has so many supporters and how. Yeah. New England is mostly blue. And for the most part, these states have been following safety for COVID. Yeah. It's just all goes hand in hand, right? They all smart folks are following COVID and then they're doing this. I don't know. I just don't even know what to think. There's a special runoff election in going to be a runoff election in Georgia, which is kind of cool. Get another shot at the senatorship there.
Have you ever thought of running for office?
You know, I was discussing that earlier with a comic, Mike DeVore, and Blake Kiltoff.
Yep.
We were discussing earlier how I went to Russia. I went to the Soviet Union, actually, when it was still the Soviet Union in 1989.
Wow.
And from stuff I had said while traveling, one of my teachers, I want to say professors, but they weren't professors, I guess. One of my teacher's wife went on the trip. And on the way back, she's like, sat down with me and like, you're going to run for office, right? And at some point, and I laughed. I was like, no way. I'm like, no, because if I tried to go into office, I'd want to make big changes. And everyone who tries to make changes gets assassinated. So no. And, you know, I was in student government. I was student body president. It's a path, but I discovered theater. And so that ruined my life. Set me on the,
it does take up a lot of your time.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, now that, unless you're Schwarzenegger or Reagan, right? Get into it later. I did think about running for school board locally, but honestly, there's too many nights that they want for that. I'm like, yeah. What? No, I can't do that many nights for a couple of years. Are you kidding me? I'd rather just go. Well, the problem with living in a blue district is, you know, my rep's fine. So, you know, unless they're retiring. Feel that
same sort of motivation to get out there to make sure your voice is heard kind of thing.
Like, I mean, if I can find, if there was a position that needed to be filled by a Dem, a blue leaning liberal, I could do that. But otherwise, I'm like, I don't really have a reason to challenge the incumbent.
Right.
I'd have to find a reason. And then I might be willing to do that. I think I'd be too center for a lot of people because I do. It's one of the reasons I like Biden is he does want to make it work. Like he believes in America and the system enough. He wants to make it work, and that's why he wants to work across the aisle with somebody. I think there is a fundamentalness that I do believe in that we do need to be able to work with other people, and that's why you compromise, and then you get laws passed that aren't as strong as you want them to be because you don't run the whole show. So that's what you used to have to do. It's all or nothing, but now it's, I don't know, everything's so tight. Tough to pass anything now, any legislation. But yeah, so I think I might be too compromising, perhaps, despite my strong rhetoric on Facebook. But I think it's different. It's different. It's way easy for you to be talk and be a mouthpiece, right? Than it is to govern, to actually govern, like. You got to please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Though my patience is getting lost a little bit on like, I'm not going to, I don't think we should change our, we're not going to not progress as a nation because of a bunch of knuckle draggers. Right. I'm like, I can't, you gotta move along. We're moving into the 2020s. You gotta come up with us. You've had time to get used to things. It's not working. Things aren't working. Got to make it work. We need transportation like other. I think everyone should have to travel, like even more than military service. Everyone should be required to travel outside the country for like 3 months.
I mean, sure, it'd be great if they gave everybody the paycheck to make sure everybody could travel for three months.
Do it. Make them go work somewhere for another country. Either you join the military or you have to go somewhere.
I don't really. You know, I think in theory that's great, but
people who travel see how many great things other countries do.
Oh no, I don't disagree with you. Like, it's great to travel and get like other perspectives and stuff and see what your real experience is instead of what you think would happen and all of that. I think the cat was just clawing at the door. It was Yeah, now he's like, meow. Sorry. He's such a baby. Okay, anyway. But I do think that, yes, in theory, that's great. But I feel like the reality of that happening is that the way that they would assign where people go to work would be very...
Work. Yeah, if they had to work.
You know, it would not be fair.
I just think people need to travel. Like, you travel and you become more... You know what? They won't do it because it makes you more liberal. When you see the world and that you're not the center of it, you get more liberal. So people would fight against it because they don't want their people educated because it makes you more liberal, because learning about things, getting educated makes you liberal. It's crazy. Good news. Fox News is calling Arizona for Biden. Arizona. That is a big one.
So when they call these states on the news, that means that like even their mail-in ballots won't make a difference.
That's the prediction. They do the math of the outstanding ballots, how many there could be, where those ballots are from, because they know where they're from. They know which counties, and they can do it. You know, like this county's running 75% toward Biden. They can estimate that that's probably statistically going to stay put. Most things stay statistically the same. So that's how
that makes more sense to me than why you'd be like, let's like watch this.
Yeah. As it rolls out, it's just hard because it's so close. It's do you watch sports?
Sometimes.
Like you get into it, like if it's an event, like are you like a Super Bowl kind of fan?
Not usually, but generally, like if somebody I'm with really, really cares about it and explains it to me, I have to get behind the story to care. Yeah. I think the only Super Bowl my family, not like a football family, didn't grow up that way. I mean, I love a good football movie or TV series, but anyway, the one Super Bowl that I actually cared about was the Seahawks won a couple of years back because I was in LA and I was just like, oh, Seattle. So then I'm like, well, of course I'm going to root for Seattle. But usually I don't watch it.
So, and I totally get that story element. I think that's it too. That's how I started getting more into it, was watching the Super Bowl and then watching like, oh, I want to see the playoffs, because then I'm more into it if I've watched the Super Bowl. Do they need me? Okay. Just tell them it'll be a little bit. Okay. Kids won't want to go to sleep without me sometimes.
So
doing the piggies. Like, they don't want me to say goodnight. They want me to do a full piggy squeaking. This little piggy went to the market, and they laugh.
This little piggy voted.
This little piggy voted. This piggy. That's funny. I started watching the playoffs because then I knew more, and now it's like, then I backtracked, like, oh, well, I want to know this, like, you know, the playoffs are more exciting if you know the history
going
in. So now I try to watch more of it. But I was talking earlier to someone about how has this that this is somewhat like watching a football game. Right? Like, seeing the points and they're coming behind and there's a story to tell. So like watching Florida and going like, okay, what's the story? And that's why I like looking at the maps, because I'm like, okay, but that's not the full story. What's going on is in here. These are the details. Ooh, let's check it out. you know that these people are, you know, Bob and Edna out here in this little sticks. Of course, they're not going to vote for Biden. you know, they're mad. They can't deal with their own sexuality right now, and they got to take it out on somebody. So that's what, yeah. So I think tonight's like watching it and you're hoping for the comeback of, in some ways, the comeback of Biden. And then it's the comeback of America. We got all these comments. Currently, they're only making news calling Arizona, Florida, Maine. Oh, so they're calling Texas and Florida? They call Texas and Florida? Did I miss that? Let's see. I mean, it wasn't expected, but I guess. Oh, Fox has called. Fox called them. MSNBC hasn't. They haven't given up, man. Like, we're not giving up on Trump yet. or now we're giving up on Biden on these. Yeah, 96%. It's not enough yet. It's not enough. Sorry. Well, Texas might be lost. That's about almost a million. No, 600. I guess that's not a million. That's 600,000.
I will say on a side note, though, because of how important this election is, and some of the documentaries and stuff that I've seen about like the voting system, voting suppression and this and that and blah, blah, everything else. It was the most I paid attention and cared about the other offices too as well in the presidential election. Like normally I vote for president and I didn't, and this is bad, but I didn't really pay that much attention to like, you know, the state stuff and everything else. But this time, like I read my pamphlet, I looked on the internet too, like took my time to like fill out the whole thing. Because, you know, I wasn't aware before, like just how important it was. Which seems like so stupid, but the education we get, of course, makes a huge difference.
Yeah,
I do thank John Oliver for that.
Yeah,
oh, in no, part for yeah. that, definitely.
They've done,
you know, because he's saying, you know, like a lot of Americans. I mean, people I know as well that they think like, oh, vote for the president. Yeah, you have to vote for president, of course, but it's like everything else they don't really pay that much attention to.
Yeah,
it's like no. We got to pay attention to all of it.
Did you see that rap? Did I
feel like such a grown up?
The guy who was like, he raps like voting. It's called like voting doesn't matter, but it's like a tricky hook to bring it in. Cause then he breaks down how you need to vote for, like, people complain that we didn't get this, but that's cause you didn't stick around
and vote at midterms.
That's who creates the laws, and that basically just too many people leave it up to the president, right?
Exactly.
And they don't come exactly. back at midterms to keep the people in office so that they can get the laws passed. Mm-hmm. You gotta do that.
Right. Yep.
And they don't. And so then that's where it suffers. Yeah. Well, hey, Samantha, let's see. It's been an hour. I think
it sure has.
Has it?
I think so. It's like 9:13.
It says 1 hour Facebook Live. I don't know how close it comes to that. And our numbers are dropping right, now. People are getting
it really does say that.
Huh?
No, you're right. It really does say that. Yeah.
Oh, we went on live here at 8:10. Yeah, it took us a few minutes to figure out what the heck was going on. But we got it. We're down. Now we're practically expert streamers. Yeah. So if this is the first time you're tuning in to the show, you know, we have the weekly podcast, Black and a Half, at blackandahalf.com, or you can go to any podcast service that you listen to and, you know, hear our weekly podcast where normally we interview people, and then we also have the episodes that we review either myself or with Samantha or another guest, review some television or TV shows or television or TV shows, meant to say movies or television shows, do some movie reviews. There's one dropping actually later on tonight, where I reviewed On the Rocks and the new Borat film.
Very nice.
Very nice. And the banker did that. So that's going off tonight. I just finished mixing it this afternoon. It's about to go up as soon as I get the graphic ready. And then I'll tell more about, we mentioned earlier, I'll talk about Holidate next week with some other stuff. So go and listen to, subscribe to our podcast if this is your first time. Drop it in and you can hear other things that we talk about and the interesting people that we have on, authors, creatives, actors, directors, all sorts of people. And of course us, Samantha Rund and me, Silas Lindenstein, hosts of the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably. Yeah. So, thanks for joining in. We don't know. None of us know what's going on, but you know, we'll know next week. Maybe we'll get to talk about what happened. Maybe. Who knows? Bush versus Gore took 36 days, I believe, to decide. So,
all right.
Yeah,
well,
so we might be in for a little. It's the election month. But we'll get through it together. We should probably look for some soothing guests for the month.
Yeah, you know,
people how to teach us how to decompress and relax in the midst of turmoil. Yeah, people.
I think that's good. But I also think that it's good to just have people that like you can vent with and just remember you're not alone. Like yeah. it's so normal to feel almost any kind of way we feel right now.
People who teach us how to bury our feelings.
Oh, God.
Deep down inside.
Oh, no.
How do we hold them in and not let them out till much later? Today's episode is brought to you by liquor. You know, it's funny. I keep looking over to look at you, and then I see our live stream, which is 12 seconds behind. And I'm like, yeah. What? Who's that? I didn't say that. Why is she reacting like that? Let me move that. So,
oh, I think you'll be very happy to know that I did actually watch the whole Adam Sandler Halloween movie.
Why?
Because I wanted to see how it was going to end. And I had already committed to it. And I have to say, after further reflection, I do agree with you on this particular movie. Yeah.
The only reason I wanted to finish it was so that I could, in good consciousness, do a review. Because I don't think I can do a review on a movie if I didn't finish it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, do I finish it? Do I put myself through that? I don't know. Maybe I'll throw it on. Just so I can get that stupid. I felt like I wasted 35 minutes. I just need to waste another 60. Then I could write the review on it. Mm-hmm. For my numbers. I got to get my numbers in for reviews. So, but there's so many good movies to watch. I just didn't want to spend my time.
Oh, did we have a Book of Mormon? Oh, no. That was a Frozen reference.
What was?
The Anna Marie's reference. The concealed don't feel.
Yeah, that's right. Frozen. Yeah, that's Frozen.
Yeah. At first, I was like, oh, Book of Mormon. But no, that's different. That's Turn It Off Like a Light Switch.
Huh? Is that it?
Book of Mormon reference.
I have not seen it live. There's another.
Oh.
I don't know. That
was one that I was fortunate to get to see live. Yeah. But, you know, the listening to music is, they'll get all those.
Well, I should now because that's the only one we'll ever see musicals again. So.
Side note, though, there are certain lyrics in there that I will not sing to. Like, I'll sing, and then I just have to, like, I have to just stop. And I think if I ever got cast in the musical, I would just have to, like, cross my fingers as I was saying some of those things. I think if you hear it, you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm like, I can't say that. I can't say those words together. I just can't.
Oh, I'm guessing. Based off the 48, yes, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Is.
To have lines that you won't cross. It's just unfamiliar for me. whatever. So Oh yeah, that's another thing. If you the 48-hour film project, we did have that. We just did do that, and it is, you can go to Seattle48filmproject.com or type that in. You can go view the 48-hour. It's $20, I think. It's an all-access pass for all of the movies, and then you can go and vote. I'm not saying the movies are the best movies you will watch. Generals, ours is fantastic, of course, but I'm not telling you that. I'm not going to insist you do $20. We'll do a screening for viewers at some point and charge less than that, probably. So, want to get into a film festival? It'll be a little bit till it's released general public, but you know, our Patreon members will get to see it early.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That's cheap. Anyway, hey, thanks for tuning in for this special edition. We will we'll be back in 4 more years to see what happens. Maybe. Who knows?
And next week we'll be back, and hopefully we'll sound next week with like a refreshed and
a regular episode.
That's right.
Okay. So live long and prosper, everybody.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by, stand by, stand by, stand by. Join us. Impressive. Live long and prosper.